Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Becky.
Hiya.
Guess who's been on? Hamish, the actual French from last week. You know, the French voiceover for the Fun and Filth Cabaret?
Are we?
He's just sent a message saying, an email saying, "Bonjour, Scott, Becky, and the one that doesn't speak. Hope you are well. Want to say thanks again to all of the guys, and everyone behind the scenes,
Real French.
Yeah, for making last week so totally amazing. I loved every minute of it. Hopefully, we will be able to stay in touch, and hopefully I will get to see you again at some point. It was the best. Merci beaucoup. Hamish the French." That was Hamish, our actual guy from last week, who was from France. Loads of people were like, "He's putting it on." No.
He wasn't.
He wasn't at all.
He's from Leon.
It's nice to hear from him. He's from Leon, yeah. His sister had a Scottish accent, but that's because she grew up in Scotland. We established this last week. Love you, Hamish.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Sophie's been on saying, "Is it just the special guests that we can see videos on from the Fun and Filth Cabaret?" No, all the weird and wonderful stuff we had from the Edinburgh Festival is on there as well at bbc.co.uk/radio1. So Midnight Beast, Frisky and Manish, Piff the Magic Dragon, Access of Awesome, all the brilliant, brilliant acts we had on. There's videos of them as well. Get on the Radio 1 website and get involved. Right, it's 4:15. Next song I'm going to play will be MIA and Paper Planes. You know, we talked about this quite a lot on the show. I have words that I just don't like. I hate them. For no particular reason, they just make me go, bleh.
Panties.
Ah, I hate that. Another word I can't stand.
Hubby. I know them all, you see, because I know when to use them, when to really annoy you.
Yeah, I'm just having a drink with my hubby. I don't like that. Blighty, for what people call England. Heading back to Blighty. Oh, I can't stand that.
Is it words that just end in IE or Y?
Mostly.
Because you don't like it when people call you Scotty, either,
no,
do you?
No.
That sends you over the edge.
Jake off of London's been on. Hey, Jake. He says, "I know you've been very busy in Edinburgh and you may have missed EastEnders recently. So I thought you'd let you know that on Monday's episode last week, Vanessa off of Max shared a dislike of yours. She cannot stand the word bubbly." Oh, that's another one. That's my current least favourite.
Do you prefer champers?
No, that's also bad. I just don't know. I just... ugh. A glass of bubbly. Ah!
Do you actually refuse it if they offer it to you and say it's bubbly?
Do you mean champagne? Anyway, Vanessa, off of Max and EastEnders, gets really quite angry about the word being used. Now, I don't think I have ever been this angry about the word bubbly. Listen to Vanessa on Monday's EastEnders.
Bubbly's in the fridge. Bubbly's in the fridge.
Bubbly's in the fridge.
Bubbly's in the fridge! You liar!
I do not like the word bubbly, but I've never smashed the place up.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Every time we talk about words that we don't like, we get loads more. Rugger for rugby. See, I have a problem with that, really. Veggies. No, that's all right. That's all right.
All of these are ending in, like, E. Am I one?
What, Becky?
Yeah, is that one? And Amy, who's working on the show, we're, like, mega paranoid now.
What, because you're Becky, Amy,
yeah.
Panties?
Yeah, well...
it's not the same. It's not the same.
It could be Becky, Amy, Hubby or Bubbly.
No, Bubbly is annoying. Oh, Tom in Portsmouth's got a good one. Turkey and all the trimmings. Oh, God! Does my head in.
Can you not see past it and think of the food, though?
No.
Or the, like, sausages wrapped in bacon?
Claire, what's your one? Claire? Blaney can't come
I can hear her. No, she's there.
Hello?
It's this 1980s phone system we've got.
It's going particularly well at the moment, our phone system. I was on the phone to Vernon the other day at the weekend, and I was like, "Hello, I'm here. Hello, hello." You couldn't hear me on air. Anyway, bye, Claire. Hers is cozy for swimming costume. I agree.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, thanks to you lot, I've now got some new favourite words that I hate. Chocky biscuit. Ugh, off of Nan's. Lippy.
I know what it is. It's abbreviations ending in Y, isn't it? You don't like it.
Brolly for umbrella. Hate. Oh, and preggers for pregnant. See, that goes against what you're saying.
We're having a baby. I like that one.
What's that? We're having a baby. Well, actually, no. She is. You're clearly not. Okay, Tiesto coming up.
We're not having a baby, by the way.
Oh, no, we're not.
Just in case anyone thinks.
No, we're not.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I wasn't planning to, you know.
Oh, I like the way you said, are we? Like, as in it might have occurred, but it hasn't.
Not even in Edinburgh, no?
No.
I can't remember most of those
evenings.
I
don't think so, no.
We were in the same flat.
Yeah. That doesn't mean I'm going to have a baby.
Does it not?
No.
If you share a flat with somebody.
Get back to school. That's like a playground rumour.
It is. It's like if you do breaststroke in the same row as someone who's just done backstroke, you'll get pregnant.
Is that one?
Yeah. That was one at my school. It really was.
I wonder what you're going to say if you do breaststroke. I was worried.
No, if you go swimming, if you're in the same lane, yeah. Someone's just done breaststroke and you do back. Preggers. Right. Pounder. Gary Pounder, who works at Radio 1, you may have heard him on various shows, has been out on the streets after 4:30 with some great stuff today. I've got a video for you as well. If you're kind of a little bit bored the last hour or so at work, check out the Radio 1 website right now at bbc.co.uk/radio1. On the homepage, about to be there, is Innuendo Bingo from yesterday with Ollie Mers and Becky, and we've got some slow-mo. I love the slow motion, and it's Becky doing the slowest spit ever. It's like... And then Mers eventually cracking and going... back, but it's so slow, it looks brilliant. So go online, bbc.co.uk/radio1, Innuendo Bingo and the slowest spit ever. You will want to watch this video. Go and have a look.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Right, this week, it's all about the goosebumps on Radio 1. We are looking back at some of the most special moments from the year so far. You'll hear what mine are after six. The ones that give you those little hairs and make you go, ah, those goosebump moments. And we are looking forward to Reading and Leeds this weekend. The Chris Moyle Show will kick things off by doing their show live from Leeds on Friday morning. And then this Saturday and Sunday from 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Hugh Stevens is going to be at Reading, and he's got special acoustic sets. He's got guests and loads of live music, which will make you go, if you are there or if you're listening to Radio 1. From people like 30 Seconds to Mars, My Chemical Romance, and The Strokes. And remember, you can be part of it too. If you're not going to Reading or Leeds, just put Radio 1 on, put the red button on your TV, or BBC 3, it's on there as well, and online at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Now, today, we've done something a bit special. We have sent Pounder, Gary Pounder, Goosebumps Gary, who...
He's getting so much airtime today. Did you hear him earlier singing, well, if you can call it singing, on Greg's show?
Yeah, he's on a lot at the moment. Anyway, Pounder went on to Stupistry because he thinks, what with Radio 1 being all about the goosebumps this week, that he can give absolutely anyone goosebumps, male or female.
He was basically saying that you didn't need any of these goosebump moments. He could do it for you.
Yeah. Now, I'm not quite sure how he is doing this or what he's using, but he said he could do it.
I was just like, OK, if you think you can do it, go and do it. I don't want to know.
Yeah. So out of 9 people on the stupid street, how many could Pounder give goosebumps to? I will give you, if you want to play along at home or in the car or whatever, 5 Scott Mills points for each correct answer. So, can he give them goosebumps or not? That's the game. Don't know how he does it, but he says he can. Here's the first one.
Hi there. I reckon that I can give you goosebumps. Do you reckon I can?
No.
Why?
Because you're not a woman.
Oh, wow. I still reckon I can give you goosebumps, though.
Go on. Let's see your magic. Go on.
I'll work my magic on you.
So.
Was that him doing it?
I don't know. It just sounds a bit
that
scared.
That noise.
What do you think? Goosebumps or not?
No.
Let's find out.
You've proven yourself right. I think I may have had goosebumps. On a slight tingle.
There we are, slight tingle. So, You got that wrong, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
No points for you. Next.
I reckon that I'm the one to give you goosebumps.
Okay, then.
Oh, God.
What is he doing?
Quite nice, was it?
Yeah, but no goosebumps.
Can I do it again?
You can. Makes you want to wee.
Well, you didn't let me guess on that.
Sorry.
One, so I'm going to have 5 points.
Okay, 5 points.
Okay, let me guess on the rest of them.
Next one.
Are you up for this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yes or no?
Yes.
So, that was definitely... Well, let's find out.
Slight tingle?
Yeah, really tickly. Yeah, I haven't got goosebumps, though.
No. Rubbish. Next.
Do you mind if I give you a little tickle and try and see if I can get some goosebumps from you?
Yeah, sure.
What do you think?
A little tickle? That's gross.
Does he do it or not?
Do you mind if I give you a little tickle and try and see if I can get some goosebumps from you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, terrific. Cool. So let me just put this on you.
Okay.
She seems to enjoy that.
Yes.
You think yes?
Yes.
Did I get any goosebumps from you?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes.
Another 5 points. Next.
Has a man ever given you goosebumps before?
No.
Well, let me be the first.
Oh, my God.
What is he doing to them?
I don't know. What are you doing?
Yes.
You think yes?
Yeah, from that noise.
Did that work?
A little bit.
Well, look, the hairs on your arms are standing on end.
Yeah, no, it worked a little bit.
So you're impressed with my talent there?
Yeah, it's quite good.
Another 5 points, well done.
Thank you.
Next.
Do I look like the kind of person that can give you goosebumps?
I don't know, you could, maybe.
I can't work out whether he's enjoying that or not.
I'm going to say no goosebumps.
Okay.
Is it working?
Yeah, that's definitely working. Shivers down my spine and goosebumps on my arms.
He did say male or female.
What is he doing to them?
No. Next.
Has a man ever given you goosebumps before?
No.
Well, let's try. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, one sec. Is that working?
Slightly.
Okay, goosebumps or not?
No.
No?
Yeah.
Goosebumps? No?
No, it's more ticklish.
Oh. Can I try it on your friend?
Oh my God, Pounder. I think we heard enough. So let me know, add them up, how many points did you get? If you got the correct answer, give yourself 5 Scott Mills points for each one.
The text is amazing at the moment as to what he's doing to them.
Yeah.
Is he licking their ears?
Is he blowing on their neck? Says Griff from Cirencester.
Sally and Luton just says, I know what he's doing.
Well, what was he doing? No, he wasn't tweaking their nips from Sally in Luton.
I'd have to fill out so many forms for that.
You can't just go around nipple tweaking without health and safety forms. Give yourself 5 Scott Mills points if you got any of those right.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
A lot of men have been on the text wanting to know what Pounder's secret weapon is to make girls go like that.
I'm not going to ask him.
I don't really want to know.
Radio 1 podcast.
A lot of people listening to Radio 1 now will be about to get their GCSE results. Do you remember how you were feeling on that day?
Yeah.
Sick?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Well, I was on holiday, so I had to wait by a phone box at a campsite.
Oh, God. Anyway, GCSE results tomorrow. Good luck if you're going to get them. It's a really stressful time for loads of our listeners at the moment. Listen to Fern's show tomorrow morning from 10 o'clock. There is a special exam surgery with Aled. So whatever results you get, and I wish you the best of luck, but if you do badly or whatever, it's not the end of the world. Try and stop stressing out about it. And they will tell you what to do next as well. It could be a really helpful listen tomorrow from 10 a.m. with Fern. There is a special exam surgery if you're getting your GCSEs. Good luck for tomorrow.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
Radio 1 podcast.
Right, here's the thing. There's something dodgy going on in my neighbourhood.
Oh, yeah?
You know it's quite lively where I live. There's a lot of action on the streets late at night, especially on a Friday and Saturday. I often tweet about this. And I've already told you that just over the way from my house, around the back, not next door, it's like a cross, there's someone practicing violin a lot. They were doing it this morning.
Oh, this was making your life really melancholy a couple of weeks ago.
Just makes everything, like the soundtrack to your life, really sad. Because, like, you're, you know, going around, making a sandwich, making a cup of tea, and it's like... So it's like really maudlin violin music. Now, I've realised something else. I'm becoming one of those nosy neighbours.
Are you?
I'm becoming a bit of a curtain twitcher,
yeah. Have you got nets?
Not yet. Shall I get some?
Are you going to get some? I would. Because it's brilliant, because you can stare out, but they can't really see you.
Does anyone have nets anymore?
Yeah. Oh, they call it voil, I think, these days.
Oh, voil.
Like, to try and make it a bit more...
I might get a voil anyway.
People still have net curtains. Especially if you've got neighbours really close, yeah.
Well, I'm going to get some, and then I can just twitch them. So, anyway, what do you think about this? Two doors down, something strange is going on. There's a girl who lives there. She's probably, I don't know, like 25. And she's never there at weekends. I'm piecing together the story, Sherlock Holmes style, right? Never there at weekends. Never see her in the mornings. But weekday nights, it is a party at hers. There's always a party going on. And it's different people arriving all the time, mostly blokes, and, like, they're coming around at all hours. They often bring, like, a bottle of wine, but it's never the same people because I'm looking out quite a lot, like, most weekday evenings I'm looking out. It's not like a group of regular friends that regularly meet up. It's always different people, and they always, not always, but they sometimes bring, like, a bottle of alcohol. And I want to know what is happening in there. I want to knock on the door and say, excuse me, what is going on in your house? But that makes me an uber nosy neighbour.
Yeah, really?
But there's like, sometimes there'll be, like, the whole rest of the street will have their lights off because it's late. And their lights will still be on. And I will often sometimes wake up at 3 or 4 o'clock. Lights are still going. Everyone else's are off. So she's up late. I just want to know what's going on. That make me weird?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Nosy.
No, I like being nosy.
Why don't you just go around and... Why don't you one day turn
just
up
take
with
a bottle take
a bottle, wine?
Shall I? Yeah. And just see what happens. But I'm just thinking there must be loads of our listeners that live next to or, like, a weird house where they want to know more, like, strange situations that might happen. So let me know about it. If this is happening to you right now or it's happened to you in the past, text me on 81199. Just let me know. If you're a nosy neighbour like me... And there's weird stuff happening in a house near you, and you want to know more, or maybe you actually found out what was going on, then let me know.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Lots of people are calling me weird because I'm a nosy neighbour and just to mind my own business and watch TV or something. I just want to know what's going on.
Yeah, you need to get a...
Get a life?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Lewis.
Hi, it's Lewis from Cardiff.
Hi, you're right. Yeah.
Hi, you're right.
Yeah, good. So you've got something happening around your way, and you're like, what's going on?
Yeah, I got a bookshop across the road from me that, like, opens at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's just, like, loads of people in there looking at books and things.
What, just a normal...
I don't know what's going on, really.
A normal bookshop?
It just looks like a normal, everyday bookshop, yeah.
With until 3, 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, I've come home from a night out at, like, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning on, like, a Saturday.
Why don't you go in there and find out more?
I don't know, I'm a bit freaked out, just in case. Might be some strange cult or something.
It won't. It's a bookshop.
It is, to be fair. It is just a normal bookshop. Yeah. It just seems a bit strange.
It does, yeah. We're getting loads of stories as well. All right, love you, Lewis. Bye.
And you, bye.
See, I'd be in there like a shot. Would you not?
No.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Andrew's been on. He used to live in London and used to see a very well-dressed woman being dropped off by limo every morning about 6 a.m. He used to be to his friends like, oh, what's going on there? Well-dressed woman, 6 a.m, limo. Found out a few years later it was in fact Davina McCall returning from the TV studio. Well done, Andrew. All right, cool. Let's win some Scott Mills points. Have you been watching The Great British Bake Off on TV?
Yes, I love that show. It's amazing.
I've never seen it.
Have you not?
No.
It's brilliant.
So people just do baking?
Yeah. It's like the best cakes, the best... And then they have a master baker at the end.
And what's the element of competition? Like who
does the best cakes? Okay. Who does the best bread? Who does, like, all different types of baking?
Sounds all right, that.
Last night was pastry.
pastry last night. Yeah, this is on BBC Two.
Mm-hmm.
They do something different every week. So last night was pastry. Next week it's bread.
Yeah.
Now, because it was pastry, obviously they made a lot of tarts because they're very popular in the pastry world. And also, one of the things people get wrong with pastry is a soggy bottom, isn't it?
Yeah. How do you know that?
I've just heard. Oh. How do you avoid that? Got any tips?
How do I avoid a soggy bottom?
Yeah.
You need to blind bake it with some beads.
Okay,
now
good.
You're really confused, aren't you?
Really?
You really shouldn't have started that, because at the start you made out you knew what you were talking about, and then by the end, I'd lost you.
Blind bake it with some beads?
Yeah. Put your beads in. No?
No.
You need to cook it, basically, you need to cook it without the filling in it, so it gets all nice and crisp.
Cool.
And you weigh it down to stop it.
This is a whole new world for me. Whole new world.
Just buy a quiche off the supermarket.
I've got two chances to win here. For the Great British Bake Off. First question, how many times did they say tart in last night's show?
Oh.
I'll give you 20 Scott Mills points if you get the correct number of tarts.
22.
Becky says 22 tarts. Let me know what your answer is on 81199. Let's go for it.
This week, the bakers tackle tarts. It's all about tarts. His love of tarts. Hundreds of sweet tarts. Tart. Luxurious tarts, cheese tarts.
Tart. Fiddly tart.
Tarts, sweet tarts. Intricate tarts.
Tarts.
Essence of a tart, really, isn't it?
Tiny little tarts.
Traditional tart.
Miniature tarts.
Tarts.
Tart
tart.
Fantastic tarts.
Tarts.
The bakewell tart. Tart.
The bakers begin to fill and dress their tarts. Tarts.
Bakers, leave those tarts alone.
That's a lot of tarts. 37, in fact. So if you said 37 tarts, give yourself 20 Scott Mills points. Lisa, off of Birmingham, said 37. So well done. Let me know if you got it right. My second question on the Great British Bake Off. How many times did they talk about bottoms?
You're such a child. Less than tarts. I'm going to say 10.
10 bottoms?
10 bums.
Let's find out.
My biggest concern is that my pastry will have a soggy bottom.
Is that a soggy bottom?
No soggy bottoms allowed in this tent.
Bottom.
It was a raw bottom.
I could get the soggy bottom.
Oh, dear.
That is a soggy bottom.
Soggy bottom.
That's one wet bottom, that one.
Did you say 10?
Yes.
There was 10 in there.
Yes.
20 Scott Mills points to Becky. Let me know how you did with the tarts and bums.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Ryan in Loch Lomond, hello. Got the number of tarts bang on. First Scott Mills points ever. He says, if they showed that programme on BBC HD, I would literally eat my TV. Oh, that's the trouble with HD. When it's food, oh, you just want to reach out and grab it and eat it.
That programme is the best for that as well. You can't watch it and not have a biscuit.
Yeah. Don't you find that with food programmes, though? It just makes me really hungry.
Yeah, but you have to counteract it by going to, like, More 4 or BBC 3 and watching, like, Half Ton Mum or something.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? You have to have one lined up ready in the planner.
Yeah, you do.
You've watched a food one.
I've got a load of those programmes on my planner, just ready.
Like, any kind of medical programme afterwards, you're all right.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything with massively, massively obese people where they have to be craned out.
Or anything medical, like if it's a birth or something. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't...
It kind of counteracts it.
Yeah.
Also, Lyle in Bridgend has been on. Hi, Lyle. He's loving the show this afternoon. But is on the busiest train ever back home. No seats at all. Should have done what we've suggested before. Bring your own chair. Bring like a little chair you can sit on. And then you have to sit, you know, in that awkward bit where everyone's going, excuse me.
Oh, I'm going to need that for the next few nights, aren't I? Because everyone's going to be going to Reading Festival.
Yeah, get the chair. Well, do we ever buy you that chair?
Well, you got me that one, but it turns out it was just one that you were meant to use as a... It wasn't the best.
No?
It was the one with the hole in it. I think you were meant to put it over and then use it as a...
You need like a fishing chair.
Yeah.
That you can just assemble easily and put up.
Mm.
No one's going to stop you, are they? I don't think. There's no rules against bringing your own chair.
I'm taking a full-on deck chair.
Do it. That might cause a problem for some people. I think it needs to be more compact than a deck chair. Otherwise, the conductor and the people around you who are really hot and bothered...
What about one of those amazing gaming chairs where you've got like...
No, not at all. Gemma in Carlisle's been on. Really stressing about her GCSE results tomorrow. Listen, don't worry about it. However you do, make sure you listen tomorrow morning to Fern at 10 a.m. because there is a surgery exam special with Aled. And whatever your results, they'll give you some kind of idea of what to do next and kind of stop your head stressing out as much as it will be tomorrow. But I know that a lot of people are got that horrible feeling in their stomach about tomorrow, about GCSE. So good luck.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Hello, Pete.
Hey there, Scott.
You're right. Where are you?
We're on some motorway somewhere, coming home from holiday.
Okay, so you're on a motorway somewhere. Where have you been?
Been on holiday. Been in Suffolk with the family.
Okay, cool. And what's your plans for the weekend?
Well, tomorrow I'm going to go pick up my GCSE results. Well, actually, I'm not. My sister is. And then I'm off to Reading.
Oh, nice. You're all about the holidays and festivals right now.
I know, it's crazy.
So, you get your GCSE results tomorrow.
Yeah.
But your sister's going to phone them through to you because you'll be on the way to Reading Festival.
Yeah, I'll be on the coach. My sister's got to ring me up.
Love that. How do you think you're going to do?
I hope I'm going to do all right because I study hard as, but then again, you never know.
Yeah. So you feel you study hard and that's the best you could do, really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping to get
the
Hills Road, so...
All right. Well, listen, good luck for tomorrow. That's so weird that your sister's going to call you and go, do you want the good news? Do you want the bad news?
Huh?
Have a good time at Reading anyway.
All right, yeah, thanks.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. If you are getting your GCSE results tomorrow, make sure you listen at 10 a.m. to Fern. She's got an exam surgery special. Eek!
Just rip it open really quick.
Yeah, just get it over with, you know? It's 6:10. Now, this week on Radio 1, it's all about the goosebump moments. We're looking at some of the special moments of the year so far. It's been such a good summer. And those little moments that make all the hairs go up and you just go, wah. This Saturday and Sunday, Hugh Stevens is live from Reading. Special acoustic sets. He's got My Chemical Romance. He's got 30 Seconds to Mars. He's got The Strokes and loads more. The Chris Moyle Show will kick things off by doing their show live from Leeds on Friday morning. So it's Reading and Leeds this weekend on Radio 1. It's on Red Button on BBC Three and streaming online at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Do you know what my goosebump moment of the weekend is going to be?
Go on.
And I know it's going to be good already. When Hugh introduces Two Door Cinema Club dressed as a hot dog. I think it's going to be amazing.
Is that happening?
Yep.
Didn't he dress as a hot dog last year?
It's what the listeners want, so...
Well, okay, well, if it's what you want, that'll make the hairs go up.
Challenge him. He's going to take it, isn't he?
Yeah. Now, here's my one. I'm going to play you my goosebump moment from the summer so far. And this is from Radio 1's Big Weekend in Carlisle. And I was lucky enough to get to DJ before Lady Gaga came on. So I did, like, the warm-up for Lady Gaga, which was, like, such an honour to do. And I won't forget this moment for the rest of my life. So I was there DJing to the hugest crowd I will ever play to and then cut my finger. Do you remember? Really quite badly.
Well, you were getting really into it and behind you was like a whole massive screen of like little LEDs.
Yeah, and they were really sharp.
But separating the LEDs was like a really sharp strip of metal. And I just remember at one point I looked down at you and you were kind of DJing away and there was this blood pouring off your hand. Yeah. I was like, are you all right? And you were so happy that you hadn't even noticed.
I know.
And I was like, come on, we need to put a plaster on this. Like,
oh my God, there's now blood gushing. It's fine.
I was like, proper mum, like, yeah. Come on, Scott. And you're, yeah, like, I'm DJing. And this is woo.
So I got asked to DJ before Lady Gaga and there was such hype and such excitement for this final act of the night. And I won't ever have a feeling like that again, I don't think. It's one of the best moments of my life. Podcast. Does anyone ever get that goosebumps back of the hair moment so much and so intense that they almost start crying? Because I get that. Do you get that?
No, I don't think I've ever.
I get
that.
A kind of stomach feeling.
Yeah, when it gets really tight.
I had it when Gaga came on, and then almost tears form in my eyes. That's how much I get it now. Yeah. So, goosebumps moments all week on Radio 1, leading up to the Reading and Leeds Festival this weekend. Moyles kicks it off on Friday morning, and then you can hear it all weekend on Radio 1. Watch it on the Radio 1 website and on your Red Button and BBC Three.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hey, Beth.
Hi, Scott.
Where are you?
I'm in Saffron Walden at the moment.
Oh, get you.
I know, a bit of Essex.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that I so almost had the crying thing. In fact, I had tears in my eyes when I saw Beyonce at Glastonbury.
Oh, so you know the feeling I mean, right?
Oh, completely.
You're not...
I was choking up.
You're not actually crying, but it's a kind of...
Yeah, it's like a short of breath.
Yeah.
I was there with a couple of friends, and we did scream as hard as we could scream when she came on stage.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
And I've had quite a few moments, like, when working at Radio 1, of having that, and it's so cool.
I know, yeah.
And always happens at Big Weekend as well. Love it.
Yeah, because there are so many celebs, aren't there? I'm so jealous.
Do you know what? Even watching that Beyoncé thing on TV at Glastonbury, I still had it, and I wasn't even there.
Yeah, I've watched it so many times, I can't even count, maybe like 10 times.
Yes, I'm so with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Good, I'm glad you agree.
I've got to look up the Lady Gaga thing as well. It sounds amazing.
Oh, it's brilliant. Look it up.
Yeah, will do.
Thanks, Beth. Love you, bye.
No, love you, Scott. Bye. Bye.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
If you missed this earlier when we played this, we were talking about EastEnders, and you know I hate the word bubbly for champagne. Ugh, hate it. Glass of bubbly. Ugh! Well, I don't hate that word as much as Vanessa off EastEnders. I know you saw this on Monday night's episode. The phrase, bubbly's in the fridge, sends her right off.
Bubbly's in the fridge. Bubbly's in the fridge. Bubbly's in the fridge! You liar!
I'm not that extreme with it, am I? I mean, I just go, ugh, but I don't smash things up.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Listen, if you are getting your GCSE results tomorrow, don't worry, it's all going to be fine. I've been saying that for a few years now, when it's GCSE results day, and it really seems to reassure people, you know? Do you agree?
It is all going to be fine.
It's all fine. It's all fine. However you do, make sure you listen to Fern Cotton tomorrow morning from 10 o'clock because she'll be there with Alid and it's a surgery exam special. So if you're stressing out, it doesn't matter what grade you've got, good or bad, they'll be able to tell you the best thing to do next and give you some advice on whether it's going to be further education or getting a job or whatever. So however you do, try not to worry about it too much. I know you probably won't sleep too well tonight. There's that horrible stomach feeling you get and, like, just rip them open. That's our thing. It was like... And just, like, because some people are like, oh, let's...
It's not going to change it.
Let's just wait and see. And they really kind of... They do, like, an X Factor style drawing it out. Just go, I did good, I did bad. And then listen to Fern tomorrow for the GCSE surgery exam special from 10 a.m.
BBC Radio 1 Podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.